This imposing structure holds a special place in the hearts of many Kashmiris. For centuries, the Grand Mosque has been a venue for prayers and an arena for political activism, but has largely remained closed for nearly 2.5 years.
I come every Friday for prayers, but all in vain. The mosque remains closed. I feel sad and distressed. We believe our prayers will be answered if we pray at the Jamia Masjid on Fridays. It used to give me solace.
Kashmir is claimed in full by India and Pakistan, but governed by the two nations in parts. Indian-administered Kashmir has seen protests and violent uprisings against New Delhi's rule for decades. The Grand Mosque has played a role in driving these. In August 2019, the government revoked Kashmir's special status and imposed a communications blackout. It also shut mosques in this Muslim-dominated region. While others have reopened, the Grand Mosque's leader has been detained in his home and the grounds have remained out of bounds for Friday prayers. In the past, tens of thousands of Muslims attended these.
There are some elements that want to disturb places like these and create an impression internationally that Muslims are being suppressed in India. I think security agencies took these precautions to prevent that.
In the heart of the main city, Srinagar, the mosque is a major meeting point for people who live here. Sermons would address Kashmir's political struggles. While authorities have closed it for extended periods in the past, its closure now has raised concerns about religious freedom.
In these times, we are seeing unprecedented suppression, pressure, and tyranny across India, particularly in Kashmir, where even religious gatherings are not allowed. Our Grand Mosque plays a central role in its closure and negates India's claims of secularism and democracy.
The government has also blamed the pandemic and says it will ask local authorities for a security review to reopen the mosque. But Kashmiris are skeptical and say New Delhi has made similar excuses in the past to crack down on their freedoms. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.